Many women who struggle with orgasms would orgasm far more easily if you knew this. And I'm sharing this with men and women. Both often don't understand how female orgasms really work, and that's why you're so frustrated. If you want a tip, a secret trick that will make all women come, you're on the wrong video, and you don't need another scam. What I will share with you is the reality of how female orgasms work in real life that gives you a practical solution. Let me guess, a woman is struggling with orgasms, and what are you doing, both of you? Try to stimulate it better somehow, right? It plateaus, or it drops, or it shuts down, or she's almost there but can't quite, you know, let go at the last moment, all these things, right? So please understand, what is an orgasm? And this goes for all different female orgasms, clitoral, vaginal. An orgasm is a buildup of sensation, a buildup of pleasure, that reaches enough intensity to cross a certain threshold that triggers a reaction in her body to relax and let go into the orgasm, yeah? And it's not just all about, you know, the technique on the genitals, yeah? That is not how women come. It's about the buildup of pleasure in her whole system. It is a systemic sensitivity, aliveness, and responsiveness is increased by some things, is suppressed by some things. And there are five things that are suppressing this process for a woman. For the majority of women, it is not some really convoluted mystery. It is a catastrophic fall through of these, you know, five basic fundamentals of how female orgasms work. And if you address these most important five mistakes first before going into any kind of mystery, you know, a lot of women who are struggling with orgasms now would discover that they don't. One, she's not aroused enough. When her whole body is aroused first, that raises the whole sensitivity and the pleasure in the whole body, in the whole system, which transfers into the genitals and makes the genitals more aroused before you even touch them. So now instead of going from here to here, you go from here, the genitals already halfway aroused, and then the stimulation that you do is enough to get to the orgasm, yeah? If you're just stimulating the genitals without enough arousal, you may never be able to build up enough pleasure by just stimulating the genitals to go from here to here. Like, for many women, it just will not work. And women just very often don't get this. And I know it. You know, the typical foreplay that might be rushed or minimal or just, you know, very boring or not engaging. She's not really aroused. Or there's some kind of mental excitement, but, you know, not a real aliveness, sensitivity, pleasure in the body, which is the important part. So what's the solution? Really good arousal for her body. I'm not saying just physical, mechanical, which is how people always misinterpret me. Arousal through interaction between your bodies that does arouse a woman mentally, emotionally, but also arouses her body physically all at the same time. It's actually very easy, very natural, very enjoyable to both of you if you just do it with the right approach. The second factor, women are in their head. Pathological, just distractions, busy mind, can't leave, you know, your life outside, about sex, how you look, is he enjoying himself, the pressure to orgasm, all these things. If you're in your head, you just clog your nervous system, you suppress all the feelings, you're suppressing the buildup of pleasure. It isn't just something that happens to you. It is a lack of ability, a lack of skill, the most important sexual skill for women, how to be in your body and not to be in your head. Every woman can learn this. I've taken many women through this process. Now, how can you navigate this as a couple? Obviously, the ideal thing is that the woman learns how to not be in her head and to be in her body. But if you're a man, and obviously you don't have control of what the woman is doing in her body, it is still possible for you to get her out of her head. It just requires up-leveling your skills as a lover. So you can do something really engaging for her that actually feels really good and brings her into the moment. Often women struggle to get out of their head because what is happening is just not very engaging. The third thing, the stimulation you're using on the genitals to get to the orgasm, you know, it might be okay, but it just, you know, is often not optimal. And I know this from experience. Even when women know how to stimulate the genitals, I've worked with quite a lot of women where they were sure about what works for them in the genitals, and that's all very good, but they discovered, you know, a completely different way that gave a lot more pleasure, a lot more sensitivity, orgasmicity, which they didn't know about before. The way you're stimulating, even though you are so convinced that this is the way it's done, which is also quite typical for people, it may well be, and often is, something that is shutting down the genitals or not allowing the pleasure to build, you know, high enough. And what people do is they try to stimulate, you know, more, stronger, to get to raise intensity, right? That's what you're doing. And that is often like trying to accelerate with brakes on. And that's why it drops or shuts down or plateaus. So the process really is, first of all, really awakening the sensitivity in the genitals, making them really responsive, really sensitive. And only then you build up in a process that doesn't kill that sensitivity, doesn't ruin it. That way you can take it much further. You will actually have to do a lot less. You know, a lot of women, actually, when you do that, they have orgasms kind of spontaneously, or almost without a focus on it, yeah? Which is how it should be. This video can't be a tutorial on how to exactly stimulate the genitals. There's plenty of things to learn about it, different orgasmic areas. So that and actually every other part of this video, it's all covered in detailed tutorials in my course, Perfect Lover for Men and Holistic Sex for Men and Women. The fourth thing, pressure to have an orgasm. The man's whole identity in life depends on making a woman come. The woman also believes that, you know, the only thing that you need to do in sex is to get an orgasm and then all your hopes will be fulfilled. Or the woman does know that the orgasm is not all that sex is about. But because the man is so focused and he's going to be so upset and feel like a failure, she feels under pressure to deliver, to perform for him. So no mistake here, you know, that you are giving her an orgasm. She is giving you her orgasm. You have pressure to orgasm. You are going to suppress the orgasm because it is stress. Any kind of stress in a woman's nervous system shuts down the feelings, the pleasure. So the only way to get out of the situation for both of you is to just be a bit more relaxed about orgasms. You know, you can try them, you can approach them, see what happens. It's not a nuclear apocalypse if, you know, the orgasm doesn't happen. The orgasm is not what makes sex valuable. You know, it's really helpful to have the attitude that sex enriches you much more through the whole process of sex. When you're absorbing a lot of that sexual energy on and on and on, and you're sharing all that intimacy and love and connection, but a lot of sexual energy that ultimately, if you do it well, gives you far more than that moment of an orgasm. So it's like an optional, nice addition. And by having this attitude, you're taking off the pressure and the orgasm can happen more easily. The more you stake on the orgasm, the more difficult it's going to be. And then the fifth thing, oh, wait, what's that? What is it that I'm hearing? Oh, all the moaning from some people. Why does it take so much work to make a woman orgasm? Why can't it be easy? Well, I know it's not most of the viewers. Most will appreciate this information, but some people who do think like this, why do you call it work? That is the problem. You see the whole of sex and making a woman satisfied as work, but you're trying to do less work and not more work. So, hey, not only she's feeling like a piece to be worked, but, you know, she also doesn't deserve more than just a little bit of work. Very nice. More work, less work, she's not going to enjoy it either way, even if you give her an orgasm. None of it is work. All of this is how to have really good sex that both people enjoy. All of this makes sex actually enjoyable. That's what it's all about, right? The really powerful arousal that a woman needs in her body, at least the way I teach it, is the way the man is enjoying her body and it feels really good for him and it turns him on. The right stimulation is not more work, it is less work if you're making the genitals, you know, more sensitive, more responsive. What you do now, this really hard stimulation that is going nowhere, is a lot of work. You know, being in the moment, not being in your head, really feeling everything, not being under pressure, not being in stress to complete some kind of a task. All of this is just good lovemaking that helps you both to enjoy sex a lot more. This is how you improve your sex, by doing all these things. Otherwise, if you don't want to do all these things, which are really nice things, like what are you leaving in sex? Just the rubbing to an orgasm? And then neither of you are enjoying this kind of sex. The woman is not enjoying it because she just feels like there's nothing in sex, just to work on the orgasm. The man is not enjoying it because he's complaining that, you know, all of it is just work on the orgasm that he has to do for her. Just makes a really crappy sex, regardless of whether you get an orgasm or not, right? So that's the beauty of it, you know? By both of you really enjoying lovemaking in every moment a lot more and experiencing a lot more pleasure without stress, without, you know, all this anxiety, you making the orgasms, you know, far easier. But, you know, that is not even important. What's important, you're actually having much better sex, both of you. I will not claim this is the formula to make every woman come. That is always a scam. Such a thing doesn't exist. Female orgasms can be complicated. There can be a lot of additional factors. If you resolve these basic fundamentals first, before considering the orgasm some kind of a mystery, a lot of women will discover that their struggle with an orgasm was just a temporary suppression. And then the fifth thing is, you know, systemic tension in a woman's sexual system. That's very difficult for people to understand. Many women are not aware of it. Many men just have no idea about it. So what is that? You know, for a woman to have an orgasm, she needs to be just enjoying sex, loving sex, you know, relaxed. And then her whole system lets go, opens, the senses open, everything becomes sensitive and alive. And then the stimulation, you know, really kind of raises the pleasure and then you can get to that threshold, yeah? But a lot of women, they just haven't enjoyed sex fully. Very mixed experience. There's been a lot of disappointment, a lot of like sex that didn't feel great, a lot of frustration with sex. Men or her man not really understanding her needs. So the woman's system builds up this block. It's like a numbness, a lack of trust, like holding back. Yeah. And I've worked with many women who are just really trying hard to push an orgasm through that. And, you know, the obvious thing here is, look, the whole system just doesn't work very well. So it's more like an organic process. When you just, you know, stop obsessing with an orgasm so much, having really good lovemaking, when the woman feels really good in every moment, she's under no pressure, just enjoying her pleasure in every moment, her body feels loved, like that all let's go then. It washes out and her body generally becomes more responsive, more alive, and it becomes more reactive, like this, to an orgasm, yeah?